Just clarifying a few points in the Malach of Dosh and Sita before we move on to the next set of Malachas, which is Zora, Borer, and eventually Merakid. We'll separate them in some ways. We mentioned an idea, and I just want to go back and maybe just give the source for it and clarify the parameters of it. This concern of wetting, soaking a cloth, because of, we see in multiple places this comes up, and the Chazal were concerned with something getting wet because of the Gzeir Shem Yischot. One example, one of them is ways of understanding the case of the Shulchan Aruch has in Simen Shin Aleph, in Sif Membov, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case where a person's garment got wet. So, which are shrim b'mayim, you can't put them by the fire to cause them to clean off, evaporate the water as you're doing that. Even if not, you know, it's not as it's causing even taking place as the steam comes out, as the liquid evaporates out of the bag, it takes off, out some dirt. And the Ramah adds, also the Taltalim, you can't move them either because we're concerned that a person might come to do schita. But he adds a comment, he says, Husha makbed al meimah, but that's only if the person is upset that this item is wet. It's the type of thing the person does not want it to be wet. So Chazal were afraid that a person might come to squeeze it. Something which a person has no concern that by the fact that it's wet, he has no interest in squeezing it. There's no reason why he might come to squeeze it out, and therefore cloths, etc., which normally are saturated, do not go into this gezeira. This comes up again in Siman Shin Beis, where it talks about the Malach of Malabin, and we're not doing Malabin right now, but of course one of the issues over here is cleaning a table. A bag which we discussed is a clean garment. Is there a concern of Malabin because it's clean? But the Ramah says, even if you hold it, there's no problem with Malabin, but you can't actively squeeze it out. So you can't put in a large amount of water because you might come to do skita. There again, that's in Siftes. What about a scenario where the person does not mind the fact that it's wet, and that's not what we're worried about? But in Sifu Beis talks about drying out a cup with a cloth because you might come to Deis Chita, and the Mishnah says that even though there's no problem with kibush, even though it's clean, but if you actively squeeze it out, it's going to be usher. And he says, so why aren't we worried about this? Because we don't mind that these cloths get wet. It's smart to hamiyuch lekach and makbel of losachter the kuli al mashori. The Mishmur says, even if you use it for a large amount of kalim, you'll find a dry spot. But let's say it's an area where a person is going to be picking up. There's a spill. He wants to put a cloth down to absorb the spill. So the Sharetzi in Siman Shin Beis talks about a case where a person is trying to pick up a spill, and he says, if you put down a small rag, which will get totally saturated, there's a gzeira shem yischit, not because you mind the fact that this rag is wet, but you need the rag to spill to pick up some more. So you might come into schita, which we're saying is going to be problematic. In order to have the shmata available to go absorb some more. So when a person puts down a cloth to absorb a spill, the cloth has to be large enough to absorb the spill without having to do a process of schita. If a person puts down multiple cloths at the same time, I say this because there again is not a problem because he figures between all of them, he will not come to do schita. Now, how do you pick them up afterwards? When you pick them up, potentially you're going to do an act of schita, just by holding them, you're squeezing some of the liquid out even with some shedim miskaven. So again, the concern over here is not that you might inadvertently squeeze it. The person, we're concerned the person might actively go and intentionally squeeze it out to get the liquid out to be able to use the shmata to absorb more. Or we're concerned the person doesn't like the fact that this item is wet. It's a garment of something of that sort. So he is going to squeeze it out. This shouldn't be wet. This comes. But a case where there's no reason to believe that he would do that, because he doesn't mind the fact that it's wet, and there's no need to squeeze it out to be able to use it to absorb more, this is not a problem. Actively picking up the cloth and how to then remove it, we should clarify that point as well. Just a few more places where this concept comes up, just to see how pervasive this concept. It comes up in Simen Shin Yates by Berurer. A person is trying to drink through some type of a cloth membrane over his mouth to prevent the bugs, etc., getting into his mouth. Why isn't there a problem that you're soaking the cloth and you might come to squeeze out the cloth afterwards? So that's one case that's in Simen Shin Yates. And then in Shimon Shin Chof, it talks about a case where you want to cover a barrel. You're concerned that the covering, you're using a cloth to cover it, so it's going to get wet. Once it goes, it's going to get wet. So we're afraid you might go squeeze it out. But again, something which is made to be like that, you don't mind the fact that it gets wet. We don't have such a concern. So those are some examples. We want to clarify maybe the point of how to pick it up and remove it tomorrow and next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.